This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
cool. Right, some of the president's base questioning whether Judge Kavanaugh, originally appointed to the bench by President George W. Bush, was too much of an establishment choice. Kavanaugh is considered a D.C. insider. Meanwhile, his critics on the left, during confirmation hearings to the D.C. appellate court more than a decade ago, called him inexperienced and sanctimonious. Senator Chuck Schumer, then on the Judiciary Committee, said this, quote, "You could not think of another nomination given Mr. Kavanaugh's record more designed to divide us." Sources said at the time, opposition from the left was fueled by concerns Kavanaugh could one day sit on the Supreme Court. Let's talk about it now with Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, for his reaction. Good to have you with us tonight.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You have been critical of the president when you felt it was warranted. How do you think he's doing with his court picks?
I think he's done a great job with his court picks. Actually, I think the precedent he set of this list of now 25 that he campaigned on would be a great thing to go forward in presidential politics in American life. One of the fundamental powers the president has is to nominate people who, if confirmed, will serve for a lifetime, and telling voters who you'd pick. It's a really good tradition, and the president has stuck to his list, so I applaud it.
How do you think this is going to go on the committee? Because we've heard of a number of Democrats, some sit on that committee, that are basically opposed no matter whom the president picks.
You know, last year when Gorsuch was picked, you and I were supposed to be doing our interview on the court,
steps of
the court tonight.
It was rowdy out there at the court tonight.
Loud out there. You know, when Gorsuch was picked last year, I went over to just engage some of the protesters. I was at the White House tonight for the president's pick, and a year ago the president had me over when he selected Gorsuch. We came back, and I was headed to my office, and I thought I'll go outside and see who these protesters are. And they had all these Mad Lib signs. They had signs that were made up, and they had Sharpies to fill in the name of who the person was who was supposedly going to end the world. This isn't the apocalypse. This is a chance to teach our kids basic civics and to celebrate checks and balances. So I think what happens next is sadly going to be an attempt to bork a guy. This 30 years ago, or 31 years ago, in the summer of 87, this seat, which Kennedy's held for 30 years, was the Bork seat. And when Bork wasn't given a fair hearing, and when he wasn't confirmed, he went out and wrote a book the next year called The Tempting of America, which is about the politicization of everything. We're not supposed to have judges who think of themselves as super legislators. Protesting on the steps of the Supreme Court tells you that our system is breaking down in terms of basic civics. Protest at the White House. Protest at the Congress, because those are places where people are supposed to be responsive to politics. Judges are not supposed to be responsive to politics. I think we're going to see a big attempt at borking coming next.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. And as you said, last year there were certainly protesters out there, and there was definitely opposition to Justice Gorsuch upon his name being announced that night. Tonight we saw something different. We did have a plan to have our show out there live. It got so volatile at points that we ultimately didn't feel like it would be safe to do an hour of live television out there. Where are we?
You know, I think it would be great to see people on the left who, even if they want progressive goals that I don't want from a policy standpoint, admit that the judiciary is not the way to do it. If you want to move policy to the left, as many Democrats want to do, try to persuade the American people. Don't try to do it with people who sit on a court where they don't ever have to face the voters again. In our system, we the people are supposed to have the power. And the first branch, Article 1 and Article 2, they stand for election. Article 3, judges, they wear a black robe to cloak their policy preferences, and they have lifetime appointments. They're not supposed to be politicians. And when you have this much politics around every Supreme Court nomination, it means that we have too much activism in our courts.
If he didn't hit the nail on the head with the perspective, including a lack of understanding of basic civics, this Benjamin Sasse, of course, the senator from Nebraska, boy, he articulated it probably as best as I've heard anybody talking about, you know, this whole situation, even giving us a history lesson and reminding us that it was, you know, going to be, you know, Judge Bork in there. And, of course, we know all about the borking. We keep hearing about that and what particularly Senator Kennedy did, which is kind of ironic when you look back historically and consider what happened, you know, to this jurist and the impact that he could have had. But that was not the case. It went to Kennedy, Justice Kennedy. And, of course, now here you have a clerk for Kennedy now getting the nomination. As I texted to Liz Peek last night, I said, are you ready to rumble? Get ready, because it's all going to be part of the fray and, you know, hand-to-hand combat that will be taking place here. But congratulations for the nomination to Brett Kavanaugh.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. We know now the nominee. Just about 12 hours ago, the president made the announcement. Actually, a little bit more. 12 hours ago, exactly. There it is. The president made the announcement as who will be the nominee to fill the vacancy, the retired seat of Justice Kennedy. And here with us right now to talk more about it is Megan Barth. Megan, of course, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She is also the celebrated spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, what did you think? Pretty exciting stuff last night. Prime time, the president takes over and gets the limelight and was very much to the point in making the announcement. And, well, I'll tell you, a little bit of everything there for everyone. And at one point, in fact, I heard a thud, you know, and I think it was Chuck Schumer hitting the ground with the... the announcement, not so much the announcement, but, reminder that it was Justice Kagan that hired Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, Justice Kagan, and Kavanaugh also clerked for Kennedy, and the Democrats liked Kennedy. They always considered him the swing vote and hated him when he left, though, because, again, this gave Donald Trump one more Supreme Court justice. And I contend that we'll probably have one more, and that would be with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm not really sure how much longer she's going to allow herself to fall asleep at State of the Union.
Right.
But Kavanaugh is a safe pick. I think he should, pretty much sail through the process. However, the Democrats have manufactured their latest outrage. I don't know if you noticed the protesters on the steps of the Supreme Court, but they certainly got all those signs manufactured pretty quickly. The StopKavanaugh.com, which was produced by some left socialist organization called DemandJustice.org. I haven't followed the money yet on them because, like you said, it was just 12 hours ago.
Right.
But again, this is the newest manufactured outrage, and you're going to hear the typical, typical fear-mongering of the left, the hand-wringing, women are going to die, so I'm getting my body bag ready for my, and I actually have one left over from Gorsuch. So women are going to die. He believes in semi-automatic weapons, so they're protected by the Second Amendment. What was the other one? Oh, he doesn't believe that the president can be criminally or civilly prosecuted or sued. So, this is just the manufactured outrage of the left and very typical.
Well, and of course, the big deal, as you mentioned just a second ago, was the whole abortion issue. But when you look back on the precedent and what his approach to it, I don't think it's a given here, Megan. I mean, unless something comes up, sadly, however you want to feel about it. I mean, I gotta tell you, I was ready for a female justice here, and was hoping, my hope was that the president would have gone with a female justice, but that didn't happen. But as you say, this is a bit safe. His background, and listen to his background about his parents, how, he learned about law at the dinner table as both his parents went to law school, and how he serves meals to the poor with the parish priest there that he's associated with, also a Catholic, interestingly enough, and his background is quite touching. And also you have the Justice Kagan relationship, and she was one that hired him, at Harvard, him clerking for Kennedy, as you mentioned. Boy, his background is it's a very safe pick, I believe, in terms of his background and strength. I mean, and you think, wow, the president has had a list of 25 candidates even before he got elected, saying, if you don't think I'm a conservative, let me present to you the 25 people that I would nominate as, this is my list of nominees, for the bench. I mean, it was quite impressive. And you get a guy like Gorsuch, and now you have a guy like Kavanaugh. I mean, wow, it is an impressive group of people.
Yeah, it is an impressive group of people, and I believe that Donald Trump will probably save a female justice, perhaps, mm-hmm. when Ruth Bader Ginsburg retires, and then even out the court again as far as the representation. But by all intents and purposes, and by his history, Kavanaugh seems to be a Federalist, which means, of course, that he is going to apply the law as it is written, mm-hmm. and not interpret or create the law as he wants it to be. And that really is the whole argument behind Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
The justices created this whole entire law. If you look at the Constitution, you're not going to find abortion in the Constitution.
Right.
And what the original justices did back in 1973, when Roe v. Wade was passed, was interpret privacy as a part of liberty. And that was the whole kind of premise of creating this whole abortion industry. And, of course, we see all of the signs that Planned Parenthood had manufactured for this judicial appointment.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a stronger backbone in the Republican Party, we would defund Planned Parenthood tomorrow. I think they would be very well and easily to be able to stand on their own when you have the whole celebrity and the left, the Hollywood and the celebrities and the left propping you up every chance they get. I'm sure that Planned Parenthood could stand easily on its own without $500 million in taxpayer dollars.
Exactly. Well, this is the added gall to all this, is that you have, even by the numbers, the amount of people that do not believe that we, the people, should be supporting Planned Parenthood, that we should be agents of the whole abortion industry. And this is what we got thrust into. And we can thank that 73 activated court in doing that. Whether or not, there is a change, it seems to be moving back to the states, is where it was initially intended to be, and let it be a state issue, and more it seems to be in that category. Like you, I hesitated to mention Amy Coney Barrett's name, and it wasn't by intent necessarily. I have a lot of respect for her, but I think that what they were concerned about was that here she'd only been on the appellate court for 7 months. I mean, she just went through a battle herself, where her own faith was brought into question, and the way she was attacked by the Democrats. I mean, they have over-politicized this whole situation. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I don't remember Dianne Feinstein grilling Justice Sotomayor about her Christianity or Catholic dogma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite embarrassing. We're gonna, when we come back, I'm gonna play a clip for everyone, and this was regarding the politicization. And I think what Trey Gowdy had to share last night was on point. More from Megan Barth on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Percent of Americans say saving for retirement is one of their most important financial obligations, and more than 80% admit that they could have saved more. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
Having debt, not earning enough, and unexpected expenses remain the biggest reasons why Americans don't save more for retirement. And when it comes to actually putting money away, they gave themselves an average grade of C+.
For more results, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life. liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
In keeping with President Reagan's legacy, I do not ask about a nominee's personal opinions. What matters is not a judge's political views, but whether they can set aside those views to do what the law and the Constitution require. I am pleased to say that I have found, without doubt, such a person. Tonight, it is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
My mom was a teacher. In the 1960s and 70s, she taught history at two largely African-American public high schools in Washington, D.C. Her example taught me the importance of equality for all Americans. My mom was a trailblazer. When I was 10, she went to law school and became a prosecutor. My introduction to law came at our dinner table when she practiced her closing arguments. Her trademark line was, use your common sense. What rings true, what rings false. That's good advice for a juror and for a son.
With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
My dad went to law school at night while working full time. He has an unparalleled work ethic. My judicial philosophy is straightforward. A judge must be independent. Must interpret the law, not make the law. A judge must interpret statutes as written, and a judge must interpret the Constitution as written, informed by history and tradition and precedent.
We're the stars and stripes and the eagle.
Hey, we're talking with Megan Barr, too, the founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, you know, he laid it out last night, the nominee to fill Justice Kennedy's seat, Brett Kavanaugh, at the age of 53, coming from the Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, has judged on, has, you know, documented 300 decisions. There's a lot to choose from there, and Democrats are saying because there's so much to look at. I mean, you know, they complain because there's not enough, and now they're complaining that there's too much, and they're going to do everything they can to slow walk this and try to drag this out past the midterms?
Well, of course they are. And let's keep in mind that because of Neil Gorsuch, Trump's first pick, he rolled back the power of the federal unions. And so the Democrats are on the losing end. Not only did they lose an election they thought they had in the bag with Hillary Clinton, but they are losing their power daily. They're losing it in the courts. They're losing it at the ballot box, and they're really losing their minds, quite frankly. When you look at their reaction, and even they had planned all of this manufactured outrage prior to even knowing who the nominee was going to be. And so they are continuing their obstructionism in order to rally their base through fear. You know, I have been told now if net neutrality was repealed, I would die. Tax cuts, I'm going to die. Pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement, everyone's going to die. TPP, death. Now the Supreme Court justices, and they've done this with the abortion scare time and time again, all the way back as I can, far as I can remember, to Alito, that all of these Supreme Court justice picks by Republican presidents, women were going to die. I have to keep dusting off my body bag.
Yeah, it's endless. I mean, they have become the party of death, and clearly, because what do they support? Time and again, I mean, to your point, they've been proponents of death, not life. I mean, even with the ideas, what do they have to offer in terms of ideas to offer life and prosperity, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? Where is that in the Democratic Party platform?
Well, and let's not forget that Tom Perez, the leader of the DNC, said if you're a pro-life Democrat, get the hell
yes.
out of the party.
Right.
He didn't mince words.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how a pro-life Democrat could be part of the party when it's in their platform that they want abortion on demand at any time, and they don't have any problem in selling baby parts. So, you know, I think that's very clear, don't you?
Well, they've kind of evolved, if you will, because they love to use that word, from it's just a clump of cells in the woman's uterus to, oh, it's a baby, but you got to knock it out of there, like Michelle Wolf joked about during, you know, the White House press conference or the White House.
The correspondence dinner. Right.
And so they've fully admitted that they are knocking babies out of there. And Hillary Clinton didn't have a good answer for Donald Trump when he pressed her on the fact if an 8-month pregnant woman, you know, were to lose her job, would Hillary Clinton stop her from getting an abortion? And the answer is no, because as you said, having a platform of abortion on demand means that a woman at any time during her pregnancy can walk into an abortion clinic and abort the baby.
And with our complicity, as you mentioned in the previous segment, Megan, with our complicity, because we are allowing taxpayer dollars to support Planned Parenthood, we're part and parcel of the process, are we not?
Well, right. And so what happened to the Hyde Amendment, right? Wasn't the Hyde Amendment supposed to protect taxpayers from, funding abortion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. So how does Planned Parenthood get around that canard? Well, they call, or how do they get around the law? Well, they come up with a canard that they provide health care, quote unquote, and that's in air quotes, health care for women. Well, now they've decided that abortion is reproductive health care. See how they do that? Mm-hmm. It's reproductive justice. And then Planned Parenthood falsely claims that it does breast cancer screening and mammograms, and it simply does not. It is an abortion mill, period. So like I said at the top of the show, if we had a stronger conservative backbone within the Republican Party and not the likes of Susan Collins from Maine, we would have the ability with a majority, and hopefully we'll gain a majority this November, we will have the ability to defund Planned Parenthood. And so the celebrity elite and the socialists alike can then fund Planned Parenthood on their own.
Well, Megan, as politicized as this whole process has become, and this is really, it accentuates and, you know, announces the divide here between conservative and liberal. The liberal wants an activist court. They want a court that gave us, is it in fact a law or as much as it is just tradition that has become? Because you know, this is the big failure of Congress, is they allowed Roe v. Wade to be activated by the court that was operating out of its lane. And because liberals embraced it so much, they've kind of allowed it to become part of the tradition of our culture. But it hangs in the balance, and the reason that people are so fearful about it is because it really isn't, after everything is all said and done, established law, because it didn't go through the legal process to be a law.
Right. It's a constitutional abomination, Roe v. Wade, really, when you break it apart. And like I said, we just don't have, it seems, the conservative backbone to defund Planned Parenthood. However, the Democrats now are so far out of the mainstream with this issue that even millennials are now more pro-life than they've ever been. So, you know, we're going to have to see how the Democrats may evolve once again. But they've gone so far to the left that they're abandoning many of their demographic bases that they had relied on for many years.
Well, final question as we wrap things up here. Does he get confirmed before the midterms?
I think he will. I think he will. I think it was a safe pick. Because I think he will go through the confirmation process relatively easily.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Thailand as the remaining members of that boys' soccer team and their coach, who'd been trapped in a flooded cave since June 23rd, have now been rescued. And word is all the boys and the coach are expected to be okay. President Trump reveals his nominee for Supreme Court in federal appeals court, Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I believe that an independent judiciary is the crown jewel of our constitutional republic.
Kavanaugh speaks after President Trump announces him as his choice at a White House event last night that was nationally televised. Democratic Senator Cory Booker says he's worried about Kavanaugh as the president's nominee.
The one guy who has specifically written that a president, in fact, should not be the subject of a criminal investigation, which the president is right now.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I wanna live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
Like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. I am Bill Martinez. Ken Oliver Mendez is with us. We're going to be talking about Telemundo. I guess Telemundo has decided they want to enter into the fake news business. They say in affirmative action, they've created this controversy, and they've declared that Trump is against minorities. Well, here to break it down for us is the director of MRC Latino, Ken Oliver Mendez. Ken, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, great. Good to be with you.
Hey, great to have you here. So what's going on with Telemundo here? Well, they're still holding on to this the narrative of what the president had said during the campaign. I mean, they just cannot get over his statement that they are sending not necessarily the best. And when he says they, you know, those powers to be sending you know, immigrants to the border that are not necessarily the brightest that they have to offer, and that created all kinds of problems, right?
That's true. And, you know, Telemundo's a sister network of NBC. Telemundo was reporting on affirmative action, right? Last week, the Trump administration announced last week that they're rescinding the Obama administration guidelines that encourage affirmative action in selecting when universities select students. So, you know, Telemundo, when they reported on it, they said they had the graphic, the headline was Trump against minorities for opposing affirmative action. Well, the funny thing is they totally forgot that the biggest minority or fastest, not the biggest, the fastest growing minority in the country are Asian Americans. Mm-hmm. And the Asian American Coalition for Education sees this as a triumphant moment, an action by the Trump administration totally behind it, because Asian Americans have been, you know, disproportionately affected by affirmative action when race and ethnicity is taken into consideration.
Right. And, of course, look at the unemployment numbers and how well Hispanics have done in this first 500-plus days of the Trump administration.
Well, you know, when Donald Trump was running for president and he would speak and be asked by African-Americans and talk about concerns of African-Americans and Latinos, he would always go to the issue of jobs and job creation and said, I will be creating jobs and opportunities for African-Americans and Hispanic-Americans. And lo and behold, we're 500, 600 days in, and you see this past Friday, the Labor Department announced the lowest ever Hispanic unemployment rate in the history of the country since 45 years ago, since they're doing the statistic on it. So you would think Univision and Telemundo, which their job is to cover the news of interest to Hispanics, would report that, and there was nothing. It was dead, you know, stone cold silence, nothing ever since that was announced. So it just, again, did not fit into the anti-Trump narrative, which is the one that's preferred on Univision and Telemundo.
Ken, when does this start to work against, whether it's Telemundo or other, you know, Trump haters that continue to present what's happening with this administration in our country, and because of this administration's policies are antithetical? I mean, you got all this hate going that you can't even see the goodness or the good that's being done in this administration. When does that overpower their narrative to where people just say, look, I just don't want to hear from you anymore? You're losing credibility. Is Telemundo starting to lose credibility here?
Yeah, I think so. You know, more people are not getting their news from the traditional channels, whether it's Telemundo or just watching TV. It's looking at what, you know, what's happening. You can see so easily. People are empowered by that, by their ability to directly get news from their smartphone. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the news spreads very quickly now, and it cannot be no populations are as easily manipulated before as they were by the traditional media. Mm-hmm. So that's a really good sign, and we even saw that in 2016, right? That was a big factor in the fact that Donald Trump did better among African Americans and Hispanics than the previous Republican candidate for president.
Well, and it continues to grow, Ken, to your point, because the empirical evidence is too clear. I mean, when you didn't have a job for many years and now you have a job and you're supporting your family, you're productive, you're happier, all these things are positive attributes. And then when they go to their standard diet, you know, their news sources, whether it's Telemundo or any of the major networks or mainstream media, and what they're reporting doesn't connect with their reality, it's like you're really making yourself irrelevant, are you not?
Yeah, you discount that. You know, the more it goes to the credibility, right? And what are the priorities of the viewers and regular people? And, you know, whether it's, you know, economic pocketbook issues, whether it's moral issues, social issues, which animate and guide so many voters, And that's also ignored on liberal media networks typically. It's like it's invisible, the values. What's good for the country as a whole, as opposed to identity politics and just one sliver of the population, whether it's, you know, unauthorized, undocumented immigrants, you know, that should not trump what's best for the country as a whole. So most people who are actually voters, see the big picture and don't. Are increasingly discount the identity politics.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because we are lacking in good news and good stories. People are realizing it on the street, so I guess even more so, that is extremely significant. But you would think that, for the principal national evening newscasts of Univision and Telemundo, as you say, the sister network of NBC, along with their lesser-known rivals, Azteca America, Estrella TV, all keeping silent about the record low unemployment. I mean, this is just historic. The record low employment that's reported here in the United States for Latinos.
Sure. I mean, we're talking in June, hundreds of thousands of people entering the labor market, including tens of thousands of Latinos across the country entering the labor market, getting down to 4.6% unemployment for that. And the Hispanic segment in particular is the highest rate of participation in the U.S. workforce among all ethnic, groups. So very, very, very relevant news that you would think would be covered, but it wasn't. And it's just indicative of the depth of the bias that right. affects the news judgment of the people running those news programs.
And can you would think even with the hot immigration issue that we're dealing with right now, and we're dealing with it. I mean, suddenly, you know, we've got, people who have stormed our border, and Jimmy, and I, it's unfortunate, but we've had no help from the, countries, before they got to our border, including Mexico, the Central American countries that didn't help out along the way. I mean, what would they think if all of a sudden we sent 20,000 people to their border? How could they manage that? Would they say, hey, thank you very much for being a good neighbor and for helping us out here to manage this? But it's just like they're pigpiling on, they help promote the difficulty and the challenge for this administration and for we the people to deal with it, and they add to it instead of saying, hey, look, let us give you some ideas. Let's can we help out here with the situation? No, let's just politicize it and add to the grief of these poor people that are there at the border in hopes that they can come in and for all kinds of reasons, because they, as you know, Ken, it runs the full gamut of people that truly are refugees and others who want to come into our country, maybe for nefarious reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. And border security ties into the whole economic picture as well. What's best for the country as a whole and legal immigration. And so you have, as the labor market tightens, you have wages rising as well at the lowest ends of the scale, at every end of the scale. So it's all tied in. And it's at the end of the day, the legal immigration is what the president is simply enforcing the laws on the books. And that's what he was, his mandate is to do as president.
And to do that, it makes it good for all concerned, for immigrants as well as citizens in this country of ours. He's with the Media Research Center Latino Division, Ken Oliver Mendez. Thank you, Ken. Appreciate the insight.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
About the choices that we have every day and the words that we speak, you know, you think of that aptly spoken word, maybe you want to catch yourself, as my old friend used to say, before you wreck yourself, and make sure the words that we are speaking are uplifting and they are words that promote life and not death. And, you know, sadly, this is where our country is today and why, for those of us that are called to be catalysts of life, that we would do so with boldness and with love, and to encourage others that these are the options that we face today, and it all begins with us and our own perspective and what we hold into our hearts. Welcome back, Bill Martinez here. About 13 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got the Good News Girl. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us to talk about some viral videos, and of course, Sam, one of the videos that had been capturing the hearts of many around the world for the last couple of weeks is about the Thai soccer team. And we got great news this morning that now the entire team and the coach has been rescued. And so lots of smiles around, you know, the young men. But it is with mixed emotions because, you know, there was a loss. Someone gave up their life in trying to save these young men. And it was a retired SEAL, with the Thai military that went in was laying down some canisters, because this was one of the things that needed to be put into motion, was they needed to have some oxygen canisters out there. And evidently, I'm not sure of all the details, but unfortunately, he was the one loss, you know, a hero trying to save these young boys and part of the process. So all these boys are now out of the cave. They're safe and away from all the monsoon conditions. So that's great news, right?
Oh, yeah. It would be hard to, you know, talk about good news this morning without mentioning this. I mean, it really, it's a miracle that these young men got out. And like you said, Saman Kunam, a 38-year-old retired Navy officer, had been, you know, he lost his life in the process for the past few weeks. They actually were in the cave since June 23rd, which is amazing that they have survived that long just being down there. And, you know, it's monsoon season. And the chances of it flooding again were just increasing, and they just had to do something about it. And, you know, even Elon Musk got involved trying bringing a child-sized submarine or something like that. But I'm just so thankful to hear these young men and their coach are out. And I'm amazed. I'm really amazed that you know, that they're sickness, you know, they're being quarantined right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they said none of them have fevers or anything like that. It's just... It really is a miracle. I bet this is going to make a really amazing movie one day to see what they went through. I can't imagine how scary that must have been.
Yeah, people cannot imagine. You just can't imagine how dangerous this was. This is very pernicious, and in the situation that they were in, speaking life, you know, they were right there at the crossroads of it. I mean, this could have been, you know, an even bigger disaster for these kids that, you know, what was it, after a practice game, they just go out and they do what kids do, and, you know, their young coach takes, hey, let's go exploring. Had no idea what kind of situation they were getting themselves into. And then here they are trapped. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, you know, thank God they're able to be liberated.
That's right. And I can't believe they even found them in the first place, honestly. I mean, they knew what happened because their bikes were left outside of the cave and they kind of had an idea. But, it's just a miracle this morning. I'm so thankful to hear the good news.
Well, you've got lots more to talk about, including Auntie Deborah, who doles out a heaping helping of hospitality even after lunch hour ends. Tell us about Auntie Deborah.
So Auntie Deborah is a high school, she's a cafeteria teacher at Hoover High School out in California. And, you know, they said every serving cup for her comes with a sweetie pie, which is her.
Mm.
But the cool thing about Deborah is even after hours, out of her own pocket, she makes her homemade meals, which looks delicious. And she goes around driving in her car at her own expense, finding homeless people to feed. And this is like a multiple course meal. And she says she's never met somebody who was homeless who wasn't starving for her food. And, you know, while she's being interviewed, they're asking her, you know, isn't this like, do you have the money to do this? And she's like, I'm okay. You just don't know what joy I get from doing this.
Right.
So the community decided to come together and get her a refurbished 2014 Mazda. And it's just, you know, they're like, keep on doing what you're doing. And it's a 2014 Mazda 3, and, you know, she said to her, it's like new, and hopefully that'll help her get many more meals delivered and maybe inspire more people to do the same. Her food looks amazing, and...
Well, that's such a great story. And, you know, of course, last night we heard with the announcement of Judge Brett Kavanaugh that he serves meals, you know, with his Catholic parish. And it brought to mind again in this story as well is that, you know, how we can serve the community. And so whether it's Auntie Deborah or Judge Kavanaugh, you know, who even, you know, coaches his girls' basketball teams, they call him Coach K. Everybody had a chuckle about that because we were thinking about, you know, Duke's Coach K. And, you know, so they appreciated the, you know, the comparison there. Let's talk about this 4-year-old girl with cerebral palsy who takes her first steps in an emotional, oh my goodness, this just, you know, just reading about it tears you up.
Oh, yes. So 4-year-old Maya, she was diagnosed with cerebral palsy when she was just a baby. And, you know, since she's been growing up, she's been learning to walk with the assistance of a walker. And she's undergone spinal surgery. But she actually, like they just they gave her some braces, and the doctors thought maybe it would take her about 6 months to walk on her own. Well, it ended up this happened in May. It ended up only taking her 7 weeks.
Wow.
And, you know, this is just a very determined young woman, and the video has gone viral with everybody. Like, this is something that brings us all together. That's why it's just like, you know, we are all divided. Like, nobody can watch this little girl taking her first steps and just not be touched. And she's just like, I'm walking. And her little brother's so proud of her. And it's just a wonderful, it's a wonderful video to see.
It
and
is
I can't
so cool.
believe how fast she got there.
Bring
Four
tissues. I'll warn
now.
You. Bring tissues. This is a five tissue video. I'm telling you.
Oh yes.
Without a doubt.
It really is.
Hey, speaking of young kids, I love this kindergarten class that shakes hands and smiles every morning. We just had, in fact, we had Kreskin on last week. We were talking about, because it was National Handshake Day, I think, the 27th of June or something here recently. And so this comes to mind. But we got a kindergarten class that says, hey, we need to shake hands. And, you know, what a great way to start every morning, huh?
That's right. So Ashley Taylor, a school teacher down in Texas, has been teaching for 18 years, and she started something at the beginning of the school year where she has a different greeter every morning, and one of her students in her class will come up, and all the students line up, and they'll shake their hand and make eye contact. And some of them will even kind of lean in and give a hug, which is about the sweetest thing you'll see all day.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, she was saying, and I think this is a great thing, especially where in a time where we can kind of become disconnected just behind our phones or different stuff like that. You know, they're young kids. Teach them this right then. You know, teach them to look each other in the eye and just take a moment. And it's really sweet. You can see how this young boy, Asher, is just loving all the attention from his classmates. And I think it's a good way to get everybody to interact and, you know, get along. It's just a really cute video. I suggest
talk about setting the stage. I mean, wow, could you imagine if we had kindergarten classes across the nation doing the same thing? You know, could you imagine the impact? I mean, that would just be, you know, more than wonderful. You know, because you see the smiles on these kids. I mean, what that does for you know, because when you shake someone's hand and you look them in the face, you know, eye to eye, you know, you kind of affirm their relevance, don't you? In a culture where there is all this backbiting and stuff that, you know, I call it you know, kind of a spirit of invalidation, you know, that has been spreading across our culture to say, you know, to make people feel like they're less than because they're in the wrong tribe of, you know, this political craziness that we're going through right now. But we can learn a lot from these little kids, right?
Oh, you can. And I'm wondering, like, what kind of friendships are going to be formed just from that moment that they take acknowledge each other at the beginning of the school day. You know, I just kind of feel like this is going to open up doors for friendships that might not have been otherwise. You know, they might have been too scared to talk to somebody, and I just think that's wonderful.
What a brilliant idea. And the teacher's name again, the teacher that does this?
Her name is Ashley Taylor.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. You know, she just came up with an awesome idea, and I would hope that it would spread across this country. Now we got a teacher in India that buys a bus and picks up students every morning so no one drops out of school. Great. Another great idea. We love teachers, what they're doing. You know, they care so much for their students.
Well, you know, in India, in this small village, UDP in India, and that's not the small village, that's the territory it's in. But this teacher realized, like, a lot of the students weren't coming to class anymore, especially the young girls were having to walk 6 kilometers, and their families were afraid to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
So Rajaram and one of the other school alumni that had graduated from there decided to pull their money together and buy a school bus, and he'll get up every morning and make 4 trips back and forth, and the attendance has almost doubled since he started doing this. But just, don't you love teachers like that?
Oh, it's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Well, sure, here she is, and I know why she's the Good News Girl. Always talking about the great things happening around your world. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, Sam's Corner, and see all the videos there. Bring tissues, okay? I will say.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues. allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Tired of the